From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Yes, Rudy Valley with Billy Burke, Xavier Cugat and his orchestra, Pinky Lee and Betty Bradley, brought to you by Dream Shampoo.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Palm Springs Racquet Club. Palm Springs is 50 miles east of Hollywood as the crow flies. 200 miles west of Las Vegas as the crow flies. 100 miles north of San Diego as the crow flies. Special on the dinner tonight, fried crow.
Oh, Stuart, this is Billy Burke, the financial backer of Rudy Valley's nightclub. I'd like to speak to Rudy Valley. I believe he's there incognito.
No, he isn't. The first day he went swimming, everybody knew it was Rudy Valley, the Yale man.
Oh, how did they know it was Rudy Valley?
Who else would wear raccoon shorts?
Well, I must speak to Rudy immediately.
Sorry, he can't come to the phone right now. He's in the dining room, singing for his supper.
Now, just a moment, would Rudy Valley sing for his meal? With all the money he has? Come to think of it, he would. Well, you'll just have to get Rudy. I have a very important message for him.
Oh, very well. Oh, Mr. Valley, telephone.
Coming.
Hello,
Rudy. Hello. Oh, hello, Miss Burke.
This is Billy Burke. Oh, I hate to interrupt your vacation at Palm Springs, but you're going to have to come back to Villa Valley. Xavier Cougar has disappeared.
Well, have you tried to find him?
Oh, yes. As soon as I found out he left the club, I hailed a taxi and said to the driver, "Follow that man." We drove up streets and down alleys, and I said to the driver, "Follow that man." We didn't lose his trail for a moment. Finally, we caught up with him.
Who, Cougar?
No, Van Johnson. Oh, I just didn't know where to look for Cougar, so I went to his house. Oh, Rudy, you should see it. He has the cutest little house nestling in the trees. How it got up in the trees, I'll never know. And then...
But did you find Cougar?
Well, I'm coming to that. Cougar wasn't home. And then I got a tip to rush down to Hollywood and Vine.
Was Cougar there?
No, a man selling nylons.
Miss Burke, you...
And then...
Miss Burke, you try my patience.
Well, thank you, Rudy. I'd love to, and you must try mine. I just put up a new batch yesterday, and...
Yes, Miss Burke, yes. Well, I see where I'm going to have to come back to Villa Valley and find Cougar myself. Oh, Miss Burke, will you please send our busboy, Pinky Lee, with my car?
Hey, Curly.
Yes, sir?
Soup's on. If you want to eat, sing.
Yes, sir. When the moonrise comes to wake you, let me take you into the night. As a star falls, love from afar falls, and the fading world dissolves from sight. We have eyes meant to see one another. You have lips meant to be on mine. Good in love means goodbye, love. So come into the night and my heart, come with me. Thank heavens, now I can sit down and eat my apple strudel.
Not yet, Rudy.
Truman Bradley, what are you doing here in Palm Springs? You're everywhere.
Well, Rudy, you see, I'm here to ask you for another song for my very special glamour collection.
All right, Truman. How is this one?
Oh, don't you remember sweet Alice Benbow? Sweet Alice with hair so brown.
Do you want your hair to gleam with all its natural luster? Have the kind of hair that makes men remember you. Then green your hair and bring out all its hidden beauty. As much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Green your hair and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Green your hair and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. Here's what lovely cover girl and dream girl Norma Richter says about Green's marvelous hair conditioning action.
The camera insists that my hair be at its lustrous best always. So that's why I always use Green shampoo.
Right, Miss Richter. No other shampoo, only Green shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Pinky, Pinky Lee, I don't like the way you're driving this car.
Don't worry, Mr. Valley, don't worry. I'll get you to Cougat's house, all right?
And another thing, do you have a driver's license?
Mr. Valley, just this morning I went down for a driver's license, but when I got to the license bureau, the place was so crowded I got shoved into the wrong line.
So what?
So what? Shake hands with Cocker Spaniel number 472.
Oh. Pinky, where did you get this car?
Where did I get it? It's my uncle's. He just got it. It's a Leftiskies.
A Leftiskies?
Yeah. My uncle walked by just as some guy parked the car and left the skis.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, what's the matter?
All over, Bart. All over.
Yes, officer.
Have you ever been pinched for going too fast?
No, but I've been slapped.
You're a wise guy, yeah? Why, I ought to knock your ears down.
Just a minute. Who do you think you're talking to this way? Who do you think? Just a minute now. Listen, Flatfoot. Do you know what I'd do if you didn't have that uniform on?
And what would you do if I didn't have this uniform on?
I'd get you a bathrobe. It's terribly chilly. Goodbye, officer.
Pinky, what's the matter with you? You couldn't be a bigger idiot.
Oh, yes, I could, but I'm not ambitious. And besides, Mr. Valley, you shouldn't talk to me that way. Maybe you don't love me, but my mother does. I'll never forget those three words my mother said when the doctor placed me in her arms when I was born. Mr. Valley.
What is it?
That's just what she said.
All the trouble with you, Pinky. You have no éclat, no sang-froid, no savoir-faire.
I know, but where can you get that imported cheese these days?
Stop the car. Cougar's house is right over there. Come on, Pinky.
Oh, so this is Cougar's house, huh?
Yes, why are you staring so, Pinky? Haven't you ever seen a Spanish bungalow before?
Yeah, but this is the first one I've ever seen in the shape of an enchilada. And that must be Cougar's swimming pool.
How would you know that?
Who else would go swimming in chili con carne?
All right, Pinky, let's ring Cougar's bell. Evidently, no one's home. The door's open. Let's go in.
Gee, it's dark in here. Ooh, isn't it scary? It reminds me of my favorite poem, The Raven, by Edgar Bergen Poe. Ooh, I'm scared. I'd better turn the light on. Ah!
Oh! What's the matter, Pinky?
Oh, look over there. Look at that face. It's horrible. It's ugly. It's repulsive. It's in the mirror. Oh, it's me.
Come on, Pinky. We must find out what happened to Cougar. You must help me find some clues.
Clues?
Yes, clues.
All right, I'll look in the clues closet.
No, Pinky. I can see that you're not going to be much help to me. I should have brought a detective along.
You may not know, Mr. Valley, but I am a detective. My mother and father were detectives. In fact, I come from a long line of them.
A long line of detectives?
No, a long line of mothers and fathers. Maybe you're right, Mr. Valley. Maybe we should call out a real detective. I'll phone one right now. Let me speak to the head detective.
Who was that?
Bulldog Drummond.
Oh, Pinky, we're not getting any place. There must be some kind of a clue that would tell us where Cougar is. Pinky, look. There's a note over there.
Where?
On that drawing board where Cougar makes his caricatures. See what the note says.
Let's see. It says, Tepitum Bagit.
Give me Tepitum. What is that?
It's with Tigbim Tepit spelled backwards.
Pinky, a clue at last. Look.
That isn't a word.
It's probably a message in code. Now, if we could only find somebody who could decipher this code. Pinky, do you know how to break a code?
What's that?
Do you know how to break a code?
Sure, take a couple of aspirins and go to bed early.
I wonder where Professor Frisbee's office is.
Well, Miss Burke, he's the only man in the country who can decipher that strange code. Here's Professor Frisbee's office now.
Come in.
Oh, are you the famous code expert?
Oh, yes, madam. I am Professor Frisbee, B.A., Bachelor of Arts, M.A., Master of Arts, Ph.D., Doctor of Philosophy, and also D.Y.K.A.
Oh, what does D.Y.K.A. mean?
Does anyone know where I can get an apartment?
Professor Frisbee, I hope that you can help us. Xavier Cugat has disappeared from our nightclub, and the only clue we have is a strange message in code.
Oh, you've come to the right place, sir. I have deciphered the most difficult codes of our times. I was the first man to break the G.W.T.W. code.
G.W.T.W.? What does that mean?
Gone with the wind. I also deciphered the military code T.I.T.A.
T.I.T.A.?
Yes, this is the Army. And my next achievement was considered one of the greatest contributions to modern-day civilization, breaking the code N-O-S-L-Y-H-S-L-Y-S-E-T-M.
N-O-S-L-Y-H-S-L-Y-S-E-T-M?
Oh, yes. No other shampoo leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
But how do you know you can break our code?
Oh, I've invented a machine that will break down any code. And just think, when this machine was first completed, everyone laughed at me.
Well, I wouldn't let that worry you. Don't forget, they laughed at the Wright brothers when they invented the airplane. They laughed at Robert Fulton when he invented the steamboat. And they laughed at Alexander Graham Bell when he invented bell-bottom trousers.
Allow me to demonstrate my machine. First, you place the code letters here. Then, to start it, you press this button.
What is that?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. This machine also washes clothes.
Oh, well, that's silly. How could a machine that breaks down codes such as SOS, TWA, and PDQ also wash clothes?
Madam, haven't you ever heard of BVD?
Well, Professor, you can help us find Cougar if you can just decipher the letters T-T-P-P-T-M-B-G-I-T-W.
Very well. I shall place the letters in the machine. And there you are. T-T-P-P-T-M-B-G-I-T-W means through these portals pass the most beautiful girls in the world. You'll find Mr. Cougar at Earl Carroll.
Egad, come, Miss Burke. We're off to see the wizard, Earl Carroll.
Oh, Rudy.
Yes, Miss Burke.
I hope we can get into Earl Carroll.
Don't worry, we'll get in all right.
Mr. Valley.
Yes, Pinky.
See, I just got a great idea for your nightclub, Villa Valley. I've got a slogan just like Earl Carroll's slogan. Through these portals pass the most beautiful girls in the world.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Well, how does your slogan go, Pinky?
Well, it goes, through Villa Valley's portals, through Villa Valley's portals...
Pass?
Pass?
I'll say in for two and raise you five.
Oh, go away, Pinky. Well, we should be there very soon. Is everybody here? Let me see. Pee-pee?
Yes, Rudy.
Truman Bradley?
Yes, Rudy.
Cougat's Orchestra?
Quiet,
everyone. We are approaching the great Earl Carroll.
And so, as our little group finally reached their destination, Earl Carroll's, there it stood in the moonlight, alone, majestic, towering, 600,000 acres. The spires of the Citadel of Entertainment reached 20 miles into the sky, dwarfing even the Pentagon building and the ancient pyramids. Earl Carroll's is so large that a child of five entering the front door could wander around, and by the time he reached the back door, he would be eligible for his Social Security.
All right, everybody, all right. Here's an entrance and no one's watching. Let's slide this back door. Come on, let's go in. Now let's go up this elevator.
And we're 10 miles up.
Gee, Look through this glass panel. Look way down there. Ooh, there's a skating rink, and there's 20,000 people skating on it.
Look through this panel. I see a football stadium. No, four football stadiums. Four football games going on at one time.
Oh, look over here. There are 18 stages, shows, and shows going on at the same time. 18.
On Sorrento Motion Pictures.
Gee, this place has everything but midgets and auto races. I had a nice big mouth.
But where is Carol? We want to see Earl Carroll.
Silence. Begone. No mere mortal is permitted to see Earl Carroll.
Right back where we started from.
Rudy, dear, I have an idea.
What is your idea, Miss Burke?
Why don't we have Cougar's boys play a number, and when Xavier hears this, he'll be looking for us.
Well, that's a great idea, and I'll lead the number.
You'll lead the number? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you will now hear Jealousy by Xavier Cougar's Connecticut Yankees.
First time I ever heard a band applaud itself. Quiet, everybody. Quiet. Listen.
Well, no Cougie.
Oh, Rudy. Well, well, well. You call for Xavier Cougat and you got Pancho Bradley.
Glamorous, shining hair has always woven a spell of magic around a man's heart. As a famous poet said, and from that luckless hour, my tyrant fair has led and turned me by a single hair. And girls, what a glamorous difference you can make in your hair when you use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its gleaming, natural beauty. Actually, as much as 33% more sheen or luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. What's more, as leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Well, we've walked through 1,000 doors into 1,000 rooms. Still, no sign of Carol.
Walking, walking, for 4 days, 4 nights, without a crust of bread, no water, not even one crust of bread, not a drop of water. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I tell you, I can't stand it.
Miss Burke, what are you saying? We've had plenty to eat and drink.
I know, but don't you think I handled those lines well?
Mr. Valley.
What is it, Pinky?
I'm getting tired. I want to get out of here so I can see my girl, Cecilia.
Who?
Cecilia.
You can spray that again.
It's refreshing, isn't it?
What number is that?
Ah, Cecilia, what a beautiful girl. The last time I was with her, I noticed that her teeth were like a string of pearls. And that was the trouble. She smiled too wide and the string broke.
Yes, Fifi.
Rena, we're leaving here, Rudy. Dear. You know, I think you like it here with all these chorus girls running around.
Well, after all, they do have beautiful faces and figures.
Oh, Rudy, you men are all alike. All you think about are beautiful faces and figures. Can't you think of anything else?
Is there anything else?
If you are trying to make Fifi jealous, I will go out with my old boyfriend, Alphonse. The last time I was out with him, we played post office. And he kissed me on the forehead. Bah!
What's the matter?
He plays post office and he kisses me on the forehead. He does not even know the right zone.
Oh, Fifi, we must find Cougat. That means we still have to get to Earl Carroll. The only way we can reach him is through you. After all, I think Carroll will listen to a beautiful woman. Sing, Fifi. Sing for him and maybe he will answer.
Come out, wherever you are.
Mr. Carroll, won't you please reply?
Please reply.
I know you're not very far.
We are searching for a cookie who is famous for his Latin rhythms like the rumba, the samba,
and the waltz.
Please do us a favor and tell us where is Xavier.
We are woozy hunting cookies. Well, that doesn't rhymely.
I think sublimely. Come out, wherever you are.
If come with presents, you'll reveal ya.
You can have my sweet Cecilia.
You can keep your boogie, but give us Coogie. He's our lucky star.
We don't need a hoagie,
or trigger, or bogey.
So come out, come out, come out.
Sure, still silence. I'm sure that if Mr. Carroll hears us, he will answer us.
$1.50
per person.
$1.50 per person?
Yes. Mr. Kraft is no one without a cover charge. Follow me.
Well, where is Mr. Carroll? I don't see him.
He sees you.
Greetings. This is Earl Carroll speaking to you from Earl Carroll's. Designed by Earl Carroll, built by Earl Carroll, and run by Earl Carroll.
That must be Earl Carroll.
Mr. Carroll, won't you please tell us what you've done with Xavier Cugat?
Of course. You all know Mr. Cugat's reputation as a caricaturist and fine painter. Well, I've hired him to do some painting for me.
Is he painting your portrait?
No. He's home painting my kitchen. And now, au revoir, adios, auf Wiedersehen.
How do you like that for manners? He didn't even say goodbye.
Earl Carroll was impersonated by Marvin Miller. Rudy Vallée will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at the same time from Hollywood with Miss Billy Burke, Pinky Lee, courtesy of Earl Carroll's Theater Restaurant, Miss Betty Bradley as Fifi, and Xavier Cugat, who will play My Shawl.
Word to United States women. Want nylons and other scarce items back sooner? One way to help is to keep saving used kitchen fats, needed desperately in the giant job of reconversion.
It's time to sing a goodnight song again to you. It's time to say another so long again. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous, the happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew. It won't be long until all the lights burn low again. So you see, it really is time to go again. And soon the stars will be gleaming. Sweet dreams you'll be dreaming, for it's time to sing a goodnight song again.
No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dream Show was written by Selma Diamond and Jack Robinson. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
It's a washing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. Dreft, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes? Say, Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, get Dreft today.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.